Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Strollers, formula, onesies, and lots of diapers. Babies have many needs, and for families struggling to provide, this can be stressful for both the little one and the parents. As a social worker, Elseba Osore was surprised to learn that food stamps do not cover diapers, and that there was no food bank equivalent in Baltimore for families in need of baby supplies. Seeing this gap, Elseba Osore started a diaper bank to collect and distribute bundles of diapers to different social service organizations across Baltimore. Now she's been named one of this year's Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellows. Osore and 9 other fellows each will receive $60,000 over the next 18 months to fund a local project. The nonprofit Open Society Institute focuses on the needs of Baltimore's underserved communities, from criminal justice reform to empowering young people. Elseba Osore's project is the Share Baby Baby Pantry, and she's here in the studio. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you for having me.
So it was your work as a social worker that triggered your focus on diapers. Tell us about that.
Prior to doing Share Baby, I was a case manager, and I had a client who was a teenage mom, and she needed some things for her baby. And so I reached out to a colleague of mine, and she went on her neighborhood listserv and, you know, just sent a message out to her neighborhood listserv and said, you know, we need a crib. And within 15 minutes, we had several responses back saying, I have a crib in my basement. I have a crib in my attic. You know, where can I drop it off? And it got me to thinking that, you know, there's all of these people who have these things. They're just in their house. They haven't used them for years. You know, maybe their kids are grown. And then there are, you know, a couple zip codes away, people who need those items. And where is the connection between the two of them? So I started thinking a lot about that. And then I came across the issue of diaper need. And I thought for sure that there would be someone addressing diaper need in Baltimore. You know, being a social worker, knowing the poverty rates of Baltimore, knowing that there was a huge need here, I was like, oh, surely someone's already has a diaper bank here, because there was one in D.C. and there are a couple in rural areas of Maryland. And there was nothing in Baltimore. And I thought that was, you know, astounding. I was shocked. And like most people, I didn't even know that diaper need was an issue. And so,
yeah, and you use a phrase that I think diaper need sounds like you've defined what that is. Mm-hmm. Let's dwell on this for a minute. How much do diapers cost?
It really varies. For a lot of the families that we are aiming to serve, they are buying diapers at convenience stores because they don't have transportation or access to big box stores. And they can run, you know, between a huge case of diapers at Target is between $25 and $30 if you're getting store brand.
A huge case is?
Huge case is maybe 100, 150 diapers. And then at a convenience store, you can be almost double that price. And so what we find is that in poor communities, it's really hard to access diapers, and they are more expensive if you're buying them at a corner store or something like that.
And babies use like 6 to 10 diapers a day?
Exactly. Exactly.
What happens when parents don't have enough diapers?
So it really can be a really big health risk for babies. Many parents leave babies in diapers longer than they should be. So soiled diapers for too long.
What happens then?
That can lead to diaper rash, UTIs, other health risks.
Urinary tract infections.
Exactly. Exactly. It also increases stress for both the baby and the parent. There was a study done a couple years ago that showed the link between a mother's self-esteem and her ability to provide diapers for her baby. So it causes all of these stressors. And unfortunately, they're not covered. As you said earlier, they're not covered by any government assistance program. And so it's really cash out of pocket that has to be paid for these items.
So when you say a family is in diaper need, what precisely do you mean?
So diaper need is the lack of an adequate supply of diapers to keep a baby healthy and dry.
How big would you say that population is in Baltimore?
We've estimated, based on census numbers, that there's about 25,000 children of diaper age living in poverty. And so those are just the people who are under the federal poverty line. We also know that, you know, families that are above the poverty line who are the working poor also struggle with this expense. That number isn't as clear, but at least 25,000 children in our city.
Walk me through how you collect and distribute diapers.
We collect diapers. We have regular drop-off hours at our warehouse space. We also have several diaper drop boxes in local businesses and child care centers throughout the city. We also sometimes do just open community drives and we ask people to bring us diapers. We also encourage schools, churches, religious organizations, anyone who wants to hold a diaper drive for us is welcome to hold a week-long, a month-long diaper drive. We had a yoga studio once do like a three-month-long drive for us. So we really have a myriad of ways that we're collecting diapers from the community. And then we bring them in. We take open packs and new packs because we repackage them all. We repack them into packs of 25. And then our partner organizations, so we don't do direct service. We work with organizations that have client bases. They request diapers from us on a monthly basis. And we give 50 diapers per baby per month.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Elseba Osore, one of this year's 10 Open Society Institute's community fellows. Her project is called the Share Baby Baby Pantry. So your partner organizations.
Yes. So we have 10 partner organizations right now with a goal to increasing that to 20 by the end of 2017. So we work with House of Ruth, Day Spring Shelters, the Family Tree, International Rescue Committee, and a number of other different organizations.
And how did you pick those?
When Share Baby was founded in 2014, seven of the organizations that we work with were picked by our founders. And then this year we expanded to three more. And really, our criteria for partner organizations is a well-established social service organization in Baltimore City that serves children and families.
How many diapers did you distribute last year?
106,000 diapers.
Some listeners may have heard you describe your collection efforts and thought, well, diapers are big and bulky. They're not especially heavy, but wouldn't it make more sense just to collect money to give to families to buy diapers?
I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, we find that addressing a direct need can be helpful. It's one less thing that a family has to do. It takes that one thing off the shopping list, one less thing that they may have to carry home from the store if we can just get the diapers directly to them. And for us, it gives a tangible way for community members to get involved. You know, some of our donors really like to donate money, and that's fine with us. But other donors really like to bring something. You know, they like to bring a thing, and they know what it is and where it's going. So we like the ability to provide both of those.
What do you hear from parents about what a supply of diapers means to them?
A lot of times what our partner organizations say is that their clients are waiting for the diapers. You know, they know they come on the third week and, you know, they're always there waiting. When are the diapers coming? When are the diapers coming? It takes one thing off of their plate. We've heard clients say, you know, I don't know what I would have done for diapers this month if it hadn't been for this. Part of what we're trying to do is be a consistent support, you know, and so that families know that it's not just once in a while, that as long as they're with that agency that we serve, they're going to get diapers from us. So that provides a little bit of relief in what, you know, what can often be a very stressful existence. You know, when you're living in poverty, there's so much to stress about. There's one thing that you can rely on. You know, we think that that's helpful. We hope that it's helpful.
Why aren't other organizations doing it?
It's a lot of storage space. It's a lot of collection effort. And what we find is that a lot of the agencies we work with, they do it in small amounts. So, you know, somebody comes to drop off a box of diapers at the House of Ruth, they're not going to turn it away. But they don't necessarily have the storage space or the time or the ability to sort of bring the items in, inventory them. And with diapers, we're repackaging them. And so that takes a lot of work. And so it can be a time-consuming process, especially in a city the size of this one. You know, we kind of want to eventually serve a wide range of agencies in the city, and it's a time-consuming, space-heavy, you know, you need a lot of space to do it, effort.
What are other supplies that you're aiming to collect to expand Share Baby?
Yeah, so we call ourselves a baby pantry, which means we do clothes. We collect a lot of clothes and distribute a lot of clothes. Strollers, pack and plays, which are portable, cribs. We do baby tubs. We do formula. We do feminine hygiene products, maternity clothes. Our list is very expansive, but we try to sort of, you know, cover the whole list of things that families need for a baby, because we know that not only are diapers expensive, all baby gear and items are expensive. And when you're in a pinch, it's hard to come up with the funds to have those extra items, especially for big ticket items like a stroller or pack and play. And we just had an agency a couple weeks ago tell us that, you know, they have an emergency homeless shelter and they had a family in, and the mom had just was about to give birth to a baby and had nowhere for the baby to sleep. So they came to us very quickly to get a pack and play. And, you know, without that, where would that baby sleep? And so we're trying to be more than diapers are the biggest part of our operation, but we know that babies need a whole range of supplies to be successful and happy and healthy. So
you've got 18 months as a community fellow. What do you hope to accomplish in 18 months?
Like I said earlier, we want to get to 20 organizations by the end of 2017. And really, I want to have the pantry on track to be sustainable, to give out 2.5 million items, so that's diapers and gear, by the end of 2019. And so really that would just be taking a small bite out of that 25,000 children number, but really gearing up the baby pantry to be a sustaining community entity, well-known community entity that can serve the children in need in the city.
Elseba Osore is a recipient of a 2016 Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellowship. For the next year and a half, she'll be working to further her project, the Share Baby Baby Pantry. Elseba Osore, thank you.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.
There are 9 other Open Society Institute fellows this year. Other projects include an after-school program for kids in Penn North and a mentoring program for new teachers. You can find profiles of other OSI fellows at the On the Record page at wypr.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. A quick break and then a Stoop story.